We are on Daf Lamedtes Omed Aleph. Let us again start. More or less, it's in the middle of the Omed by the small ois beis, the Ein Mishpat. Omar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Loikin al Hakloyim Devar Toyle. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Loikin al Hakloyim Bechutz La'oret Devar Toyle Kediyalef Lekamei. And here we are speaking about the Iser of creating Kloyim. The person makes Kloyim in Chutz La'aretz, and will be more specific as the sugya progresses. By making Kloyim in Chutz La'aretz, he's like Lav Davke Neretz Yisrael, who adin b'Chutz La'aretz. Omalei, let's say the Goyim's Girse, Omalei, it seems Rav Asi asked, he said this over b'shem Rav Yochanan. Omalei, v'anant nan, there's a Mishneh, Hakloyim midibrei seifrim. The whole iser of kloyim in chutz la'aretz is only midarabono. So how could you say loikim ala kloyim dvar toyer? So the Gemara says loikashe. Both things are true. Kan b'klaye hakerem. By klaye hakerem that we have a mixture, we have achita seir and acharzon according to Rav Yashia. So then, that's only also mida rabbonon in chutz la'aretz. Kan ba'akova sa'ilon. But when one grabs an ilon, he takes a branch of, let's say, an esek tree, and he grabs it into an apple tree, that is also min ha-teret. So that's the teret. That is the teret that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about harkova sa'ilam, and the Mishnah is speaking about klaya keren. Now we have to understand how do we differentiate between these two isurim. Why is harkova sa'ilam min ha-teret? Why is klaya kerem midarabon? So the Gemara starts explaining why hakova silon is minatayrem. Kiddushmul. The Amar Shmuel. Now we're going to bring the memra of Shmuel that was speaking about another Indian, but from this memra of Shmuel we'll be able to understand Rabbi Yochanan's memra. The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel explained a member of Rabbi Lazar in Sanhedrin. So Rabbi Lazar says as follows. Rabbi Lazar says that a ben noyach is mitzuveh an habois beheime in an kloy. So Shmuel explained, where do we see this? The Amar Shmuel, the pasuk says, "Es chukaisai tishmeru," and it seems this is unique. Normally, it says that one should be shomer the chukim, not your magdim the chuk as chukaisai tishmeru. So Shmuel darshan chukim shechokakti lechokva. Means before we said, we specified what Yisum was speaking about, he said, "Es chukoy say tishmoy rebem techolay sabiyah kloyim sot cholay sizra kloyim." So Shmuel said that chukoy say tishmoyru means chukim shechokakti lechokva. We're speaking about chukim which were already the bnei noyach ubonov, were already mitzuveh in these chukim. That's eschul koisai. So you should, now there's a tzivi and klai, so tishmeru. Now you should be mikayim, these chukim, which were previously already, they were nitzaveh to b'nei noyach. Now, what are the chukim that were already nitzdava to the Bnei Noyach? These two chukim. Behem techo loisabia kilayim, sotcho loisizra kilayim. Now, Shmuel said the posik is makish, these two isurim. Ma behemtecha baharbo, just like behemtecha leisardia klaim is speaking about that we are mating two minim, av sotcha beharkovim. So that what it says, sotcha leisizra klaim is speaking about harkovas ilonis. It is not speaking about zriyas kloim. He says, the Hekish is coming to tell us that the Issar Klayim by Sode is speaking about Harkovas Ilonis. Now let us just see Rashi. So Rashi says, Barkovas Ilon min b'sheine minoi, chukoisai tishmoiru, midaloi ksiv ushmartem es chukoisai, and they were magdim the chok, before we even explain what we're speaking about, mashma es chukoisai asher me'olam, the chukim which were previously existent already, tishmeiru, melamed shehizir es noyech ubonav aleim. Ve'eilu hain, which are these chukim which the noyech ubonav was huzaham, ehem techo leisabia, sotcho leisizra. The Eze Zriyas Kloim Shani Oimer. Now, which Zriyas Kloim are we speaking about? Shechakaktim Lechokva, which already was the Bnei Noach one that started. Dumye de Beheime, Dovo Hamesuyim. It would seem that Habos Beheime is, you have two Dvorim Hanikorim. Two minim, and you end up with a common peri. And similarly, by Hakoves Eilonis, we also have two minim mikorim, and we're ending up with a common peri. Bahainu Hakoves. Umahoche Nafkelon b'Sanhedrin, the Bnei Noach, Huzeru Aleihem. That the Bnei Noach were huzar on Harkovas Ilonis, period. Now let's stop over in Rashi, we'll come back. So now, so the Shmuel was megala to us a hekish, that we are makish, sotcho leisizra kilayim to behemtecho leisarbiya, to tell us that just like behemtech is adova hamisuyim, Habos Behemah, so Sotcha Leisira Sizra is also speaking about Dvorim HaMesuyomim, which means Harkovas Ilonis. But now the Gemara says, but since we have this Hekish already, that we are Makish Harkovas Ilonis to Habos Behemah, so now we can continue with this Hekish, and we can say as follows, Uma behemtecha noyeg bein ba'oretz bein b'chutzalaretz. Just like behemtecha is a mitzvah shebegufay. Habos behemis has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. So just like the iser of habos behemis is noyeg in chutzalaretz, absotcha noyeg bein ba'oretz bein b'chutzalaretz. So this second kilayim, Harkovas Ilonis, is noyeg bein boretz bein bechutzlots min ha-teire, dumye de harbois bein. So that, what Rabbi Yochanan said, loikin ala kilayim, the var teire, is speaking about the kilayim of Harkovas Ilonis. And on that I have a hekish, we are makish Harkovas Ilonis, harbois bein. Frekte Gemore ve'elo hoksiv sotcho. Now, Sotcha seems that's a miyut. Sotcha means Amokim HaMiyuchid Loch, which is Eretz Yisrael, and not Chutz Loretz. Sotcha is a miyut. So the Gemara says, Ahu Limauti Zroim Shebachutz Loretz. Here we have Mamayit Zroim Shebachutz Loretz. So we'll see in Rashi that with the Gemara means really Klai Ezroim, Klai Akerem the Gemara means, but let's not get into, but that's what the Gemara, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means Klai Akerem, and that's, we hear here a Pashtei Dekra, and we hear there a Hekish. So the Hekish is coming to tell us, that Hakovas Ilona is knowing Bechutz Loretz. Mitad the Hekish, that's a Gilui, that the Klayim of Soda means Hakovas Ilona. It's Dumya, just like Behem is a Dova Mesuyim, is this Klayim is also Dova Mesuyim, which means Hakovas Ilona. But we have here a Pashtei Dekra that is coming to tell us that there's a Kloyim that is only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael, Sotcha, which means Eretz Yisrael, and not Chutz Loretz. And that's coming Lamute Yisroyim. As we mentioned, that Rashi says this means Klai Akerem. So Memele, so we're finished. The Gemara asked the Kashe, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbatir asked the Kashe, Rabbi Yochanan, you said Loikin Allah Kloyim, I learned a Mishneh, that Kloyim Midivrei Seifrim, it's only a Darabonon. So the Gemara answered, both are emes. The Eloikin ala Kloyim al Kovas Ilonis, and Kloyim Midivrei Seifrim is by Klai Akerem. Here I have a Hekesh, and here I have a Miut, and some Amele Shalim al Yisrael. Let us continue the Gemara. Rab Chonon v'Rab Onon havishokli v'ozli b'uchet. They both were walking in Chutz Loretz. Chaz yu lahu gavre dekozora zroim bahadi adodi. They noticed that a person was planting in Chutz Loretz klaye zroim, not klaye kerem, klaye zroim. Which we will see that is also an Eretz Yisrael atos aminatayim. Klai Yisroel. And this was in Chutz Loretz. Omar Lei, so Rav Onan told Rav Chonan, Neisei Mar Neshamtei. He held, that's true, that Klai Yisroel is not Noig Min HaTor in Chutz Loretz. But with the Rav Onan it's Noig. And this person is being over on Yisrael the Rav Onan of planting Klai Yisroel in Chutz Loretz. So we should put him in Cheirem. You don't have a klokait in Hilchus Kloyim. I got news for you. That means the Chutz Loretz is Mutar Lagamri. Klai Yisroel is Mutar Lagamri. I mean, just we should hold cheshbon. Now what it says, the Mishnah to Osam Edivrei Seifrim, that's Klai Akerem. Klai Yisroel is Mutar Lagamri. So Mela, why do you want to put him in the Cherem? Vistu Chazil, Lahu Gavre, they're continuing on their trip, and they saw a person, the Kazora Chiti Vistari Begufni. That here everybody was Klai Akerem. Okay, here, Klai Zroim, you told me that's one of my weak Mektoyas, I'm not too Klor and Hilchus Kloyim. Klai Zroim told me, Smutaf Lumitabon. Fine, okay. But now I saw a person who's Klai Akerem. He was being Zereya, Chita Isoiri, in a Kerem. He planted in a Kerem, Chita Isoiri. Amalai, no Klai Akerem is also with him Reisaitim in Chutz Loretz. So, Meitei Mar Neshamte. Amalai, Lo Yitzaris, I see you don't have a Klokait in Hilchus Kloyim. Your mom is, like, I'm alone ke Rabbi Ashiye. We paskin like Rabbi Ashiye. The Omar, Ache Yizra, Chito usoira vechartzu b'mapoilis yad. Rabbi Yashiya said the isalei sizulach kamcha kloyim is b'shas d'zriya. You're planting three entities. You're planting a chartzin, a kerem. Leisizulach, you're planting the kerem with kloyim. So that's the isa. But if there's a kerem there already, you're not planting am urim dike kerem. This is a kerem going ready. Now you plant in this kerem, chita and seire. There's no problem whatsoever. So, this person isn't doing anything wrong. Let us continue. Rav Yosef ma'arev bizrani bizora. Rav Yosef, again in Chutzlot, in Bavel, he mixed up seeds, and he was a raya of these seeds. Amalei Abayis, Abaya Talmud of Rav Yosef, v'anan t'nan ha'kloim edim reisayfim. This Mishnah which we had before, with Rabbonon, kloim is osar in Chutzlot. Well, how are you making klai Yisroi? Amalei loikashe, kam klai akerem. The Mishnah that says, that it's awesome in Divrei Seifrim is Klaya Kerem in Chut Flores. Merci, so everything is awesome. In Atayin, I'm talking about Chut Flores. Kam be Klaya Kerem. Kam be Klai Zroim. Klai Zroim is Mutter Legamri. Now, Meichi Teisi, do we differentiate between Klaya Kerem and Klai Zroim? What's the Chiluk in Nel? Both of them are awesome in Atayin, Merci, so on. Both of them are Mutter in Atayin in Chut Flores. So, why do we say Klai Akerem is also mit der Rabbonah to plant? So he said, because we see a chaim, and there's another chaimer that Klai Akerem has, that Klai Zroim does not have. Klai Akerem de Be'oretz Asurim Bano. Klai Akerem is also the peri. Till now we're speaking about that some planting. And that Klai Zroim and Klai Akerem both are the same. But is a chayme de klai akerem is klai akerem de ba'oretz asurim ba'no and eretz yisrael is also ba'no b'chutz lo'oretz nami gozru bo rabbono. So since it has a chayme and eretz yisrael that the peri is also ba'no, so they also the zriye of klai akerem in chutz lo'oretz klai kilei zroim de ba'eretz lei asiri ba'no. And really, now it's mutter b'achila also. Klai Zroim is only the issa of the planting of kloim, but there's no issa b'chlal in the peri, so it's a much gringere issa. B'chutz l'oretz nami le'gozer b'rabon. So my mainly told them, yesking Akasha, the Mishnah speaking about, that it's also midivrei soivim, that's klai akerem. Klai Zroim is mutter afilu midarabon. Then, hodar omar Rav Yosef, then, Rav Yosef was chayzef on what he said, and he started thinking, maybe I did wrong. La milsi ida omri. I differentiated, I made an akimta. The Mishnah speaking about klai akerem, klai zroim, his mutter. Then Rav Yosef said, oops, I made a mistake. De rav zora ginte de veirav. There was a garden in front of the yeshiva that the bnei yeshiva used to, eat their food from this garden. Mashari, mashari. Different arugis, separate arugis. There wasn't a mishmash. There was separate arugis of each mean. Now, my time. So why did Rav was on Chutz La'aretz? So why was he so careful to make separate arugis? La mishum eruvi, eruv eruvi kloim. So you see, I'm wrong. He did as an issa of Klai Zroim, also in Chutz La'aretz. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, no, your teretz is a gewaldic teretz. Now, you want to be mischaret because the maisa of Rav. So he told him like this, Bish loy miyashmi, if the maisa of Rav would have been Arba al arba ruchay saruga ba'achas b'emtza. There's a halacha in Eretz Yisrael. The Klai Zroim is also min ha-Torah. There's a way how one could plant five minim in the area of six tvachim by six tvachim. He plants four minim on all four sides of the square. The corners he leaves open, and in the middle he plants a fifth mean, and the Gemara Masechta Shabbos explains that this is good. There's no problem of Klai Zroim in such a case. But this is a unique way how in the smallest area how one is permitted to plant five meanim, but there's a certain way how you plant it. All four on four sides, and one in the middle. So if this would be the oifen, how Rav had planted his garden, so you see klar that there's issa of klai Yisroim in the Chutz Loretz also. But here he didn't plant it like that. He just planted different rows, separate rows. He didn't make it that halachically it should be separated. He made practically it should be separated. So why did he do this? Mishem noi he did. Look nicer. Vinami mishem tirchet de shamehi. Or maybe he took into consideration he's going to sell, he's going to send the shamish to bring certain minim. So if each row was separate, so the shamash won't have any problems finding what mean to bring. So that's how it was done. So from the actions of Rav, we have no raya whatsoever that halachically there's a problem of klai Yisroim in Chutz Loretz. Now let us see Rashi. So in the middle of the Rashi, from here we learn out that they're muzar on these two halachis. So with this hekesh, from this hekesh we can learn out dumye de behime. If we're makish, hakoves ilones to habos behema after lebachutz loret. So the hakoves ilones is noyig after lebachutz loret. The chayves hagufi afsod lebachutz loret. Afsod chab lebachutz loret. The hakoves ilones is also noyig dumye da habos behema. So the Gemara asks for ksiv sodcha hamiyuchad loch. Somehow Chazal darshan that Sodcha is coming to tell you a Sodcha that's miyuchet to Klal Yisrael. B'chutz lo'otz lehiknu loch min ha-shamayim. That's not called Sodcha. So the Gemara says, Ahu l'me'ute z'royim d'klaya kerem b'chutz lo'otz. That Sodcha is coming to be memayit z'royim d'klaya kerem. Now, before we end the Rashi, let us just see Tosfos. And why did Rashi come to, all of a sudden Rashi says that this Zroim means Klai Yekerem? Why can't we learn that this Zroim means Klai Zroim, which is also in Eretz Yisrael, in Mutar and Chutz Loretz? So why does Rashi say it's speaking about Klai Yekerem? Ahu lima'ute Zroim, the second Taishus, Perish Bekuntris, Zroim Shebekerem, Tein Loikin Olav in Chutz Loretz. Avol Ein Leforesh Klai Zroim Nikarke, it doesn't mean Zroim, Stamuzai Klai Zroim Nikarke means you're not allowed, you're being Memayet Klai Zroim in Chutz Loretz. The behem lay itzterich kro. I don't need a posik for that. I don't need a miut to tell me that klai Yisroim is not noyig b'chutz lov. Kiven the chayves kakehu. Since klai Yisroim is a mitzvah that's bekarke, it's a chayves karke. Pshita de nehegis ela ba'oretz. You don't need miutim on chayves karke. Aval klai zroim shebekerem, but klai zroim shebekerem it's the rikro. That I need a posik to tell me it's not noig b'chutzot. Aval gav de choyves kaku. The salkedai tech lemofinu bekar vochoy me de chodosh. I would think we heard before that lamet chesam adalef this kar vochoy me. That if chodosh is osan chutzloret. And so klai akerem should zicher be yosan chutzlot kimen di isur on isur oilo. Klai akerem is an isur oilo. Masurim Bano, so Memeile, I'd make a Kalva Choymer, that if Chodosh is Noig Bechutz Loretz, the Issa Achilles Chodosh, so Avada Gibis, the Issa Achilles Klaia Kern, the Zicha Noig Bechutz Loretz, because it's a Mohammed the Kesar, it's a Issa Rano, it's an Issa Oilam. So Memeile, if this Kal V'chaimah tells me that Klaya Kerem is Noig B'chutz Loretz, so who would indeed be an Isser to plant Klaya Kerem? So Memeile, that's why I need the Sotcha to tell me you don't make the Kal V'chaimah. Sotcha V'loi Chutz Loretz. That the whole Indian of Klaya Kerem is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. Avol Zroim, Le'motzi Le'meilef Mikal V'chaimah D'chadosh. But Zroim, we can't learn out a Kal V'chaimah from Chodosh. The Klai Zroim, the Kaka, Eina Asurim Ba'ano, and Sarasa Bachila either. This is just the Loshna Gemara. But the Klai Zroim is Mutta Bachila. You can't learn out from Chodosh. Chodosh is also Bachila. Klai Zroim is Mutta Bachila. Kidama Lekaman Bishmaiten, Klai Zroim, the Ba'oretz Le'esiri Ba'ano, who had in Bachila, Bechutz Loretz Le'gozr Bo'rabona. So Memele, So Taisvis is saying, in other words, that the emes l'chayre, the pasik that is memayit sotcha, the pasik says sotcha leisizra kiloyim. So even though, so there's a miut of sotcha in not chutzlaret. So this miut is not going on Hakovas Ilonis, and that I have a hekesh. This miut is not going on Klai Zroim, because there I don't need a miut. I have a cloud, the Sachayvus Kalke. So Al Kolchoch, this miut of Sotcho is going on Klai Akeren, which Misvorech Itzayna would say it is Noig Bechutz Loretz, a Kal V'chaimah from Chodosh. Is that why the meat is coming to tell me that Klai Kerem is not Noig B'chutz Loretz? Now, let us go back to Rashi. Hahu lemi'ute Yisroyim, the Klai Kerem B'chutz Loretz. Now we know why Rashi had to say this. Now, we have to understand what Rashi says further. The Mishum Afke Beloshin Zriye Kosav Sotcho. So what is Rashi saying over here? So this is a Rishash. Rishash says Pshat in Rashi. Mishum da Afke Beloshin Zriye Kosav Sotcho. But the loyma a miut loykoi rak al pashtei dekro. So I think the Rishash means to say that this miut of sotcha, he says, we have here a hekesh that is saying that it's Noig B'chutz Loretz. And we have here a Sotcha that's saying that it's not Noig B'chutz Loretz. So, how do these things stem? So, Rashi says, the Mishum Da'afke B'loshin Zriyim, that means Pashtei Dekro, is not speaking about Harkovas Ilonis. That's the Hekesh. The Hekish is coming to tell us that the Kiloyim is speaking Dumya Da'abois Behemis. That's Rash. But Pashtei Dekro is speaking about a Loshen Zriya, a planting. So Memele, the Miut of Sotcha is going on Pashtei Dekro, the different channels. That means the Miut is going on Pashtei Dekro, and the Hekish is going on a drash. So Memele, the drash I learned out as Nisa of Akovas Ilonis, Dumya Da'abois the Behemet, and that's Noig B'chutz Loretz. But since the Pashti Dekor is speaking about Zriya, not Harkovah, So therefore, I can have a miyut of sotcha, not kutzlaret, and pashtay dekha. I think that's what the Rishash means. Nishamtei, da'avar adivrei soifrem. Loi chavrisu, ein hilches kloi machvorim lechem. You're not clear in hilches kloi? Loi tzarisu, ein hilches kloi mtsoyeroi, se meiris lochem. You don't have a klokite. It's not meir einayim. So, lekaimon kabyashia, but meir. So now Rashi wants to explain Rabbi Yashi. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yashi said two halachas. One halach he said that Klaya Kerem is with three meaning. Chita, Soira, V'chartzon. And then he said, B'mapoilis Yad, that the Issa of Klaya Kerem is that it's all planted together. Not that you have a Kerem and you'll go and plant in this Kerem chita soira. So Rashi says like this: the time of the Rabbi Yashi loy yodane, meich enafke loy debinim beis mine zroim vechalzen shlishi. I don't know. I would say shalish is lekam mechol kloy, not allowed to plant a chalzen with a chita. How Rabbi Yashi got that it's a chita soira vechalzen? That I don't know. Umapoilis yad. But that's what he says, that the whole Isser is when you're planting the Kerem, that I do know. That we're speaking about the Zriya of the Kerem. Mashmish Zriya is a Kerem Atma. You're making a Zriya's Kerem. So it means not that the Kerem is here already, and then I'm going and bringing a chita to... No, I'm making a Zriya of the Kerem. So my poilus yad, I understand why you need three minim. I don't know where he got it from. Ma'arev bizrani vizora v'loy bekerem. This was Klai Yisroi. So Abaye Esther, Rabbi Yosef, Nan, Ukasal Kedaito, Abaye held afilu Klai Yisroi, Nami Yosrebe, Ki Heche, the Beretz Yisrael, Yisir, Midaraisa. Abaye understood that Midiv Reisayim is that whatever is awesome in Atayr and Eretz Yisrael is awesome in the Rabban Chutz Lorem. So he told them, Klai Yisroim lo iksibem pentukdash to misot chalas Yisra kiloyim nafke. That doesn't say bechlal about the Yisr hano. La milsi domri lo igozo Klai Yisroim bechutz lorem because the Maisa Rav of the Vei Rav, the Gintze the Vei Rav, Shoysu Letzorich HaTomidim Lechel Yerik Shabo, there was a garden there, that they should be able to eat the yerokis that grew in that garden. Mashari, Mashari, Arugis, Arugis. So you see, Klaw, that there is a lochik isa of Kloyim Yisroim Mechutzlot. So Abaye told them, the Mais of Rav is no problem. If it would have been over there, Arba Midal, the Ruchis Arugim, Moyer Zoyrim Baruga Achas, Unish Malaniach Rebech Beineim, Shloyinku, Zemi, Ze, Kemishpot, Mashnuyi, Bemesecher Shabbos. Habashim Yimnei, Shosol Israel Ekloim. So we see that he made the separation of this Ekloim, Chutzlot. Amal Hashta, the Zora, Kol Min Baruga Levada, La Mishim Kloim, O Alashish Latriach, Hashamish, Shailach Lovi Yerek, Levakish min shutzorch loy ben shara minim. When he wants to bring one min be a day base arugin, so no, which arugin he has to go to the shama shamsh. Now let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis lekaim along kerabi Yashir. Vamat sheyizra chita v'soyra v'chartzim amapay l'shat peyush bekontris. Lo yadin me'echa nafke beiz min ezroim v'chartzim shlishi. That I don't know, that you need three. Ma poilus yad mashme, shizri sa kerem atzma, te kloim ad kalashayne. Oh, nafke, a beiz min izroim, peshmus vedinan, me heche nafke, beiz min izroim, vechals na shlishi. Ma poilus yad, nafke loim meloi sizra, kalmach o keloim, mashme, shizri sa kerem atzma, te kloim. That's what ad kalashayne. Venire. Now, Taisus is going to be to fa'emfa Rashi's Shaila. Now, but Taisus starts going on the tangent, and then Taisus will come back. The Nira. Da hai de boy Rabbi Yashia chite usoiro vecharta hainu davke lehischayev mishum klayaker avo miklay zroim mischayev mishnei minim kemoi chita usoiro afulu le Rabbi Yashia. That means Taisvis is saying v'nire that Rabbi Yashia also holds. Now, let's just stop for 1 second. Eistis, Rabbi Yashia said that Klai HaKerem is Chita, Soira, V'chatzah. Is Kan Shoyel HaBen, and what Taisin bring down to Yerushalayim is going to ask this kasha. I mean, why do you need Chatzah if there's a Yisra of Klai Zroim, so I have a Chita or Soira? So there'd be two ways to learn. One way to learn, he doesn't know Bechlau is an Isra of Klai Yisroim. The whole Isra is only Klai HaKerem. And so let's just say, how can he even say such a thing? There's enough in the Pasuk in the Torah. Leisizra sotcho leisizra kelayim. I mean, there's a Pasuk kamacho leisizra kelayim. And then there's this Pasuk we have sotcho leisizra kelayim. In Taishwiz has a pilpul. Maybe according to Rabbi Yashia, they say Venira, I think that is an Issa of Zriyas Kloyim. It was a Posek. So the Rishash helps us. He says, listen, there's no Posek. I have a Hekish that this Posek, Sotcha Leisizra Kilayim, could very well be speaking about Hakovas Ilam. So it's not Muchach. And perhaps it would be very convenient then. So the Sotchalis is like Elayim is speaking about Akobas Ilonis. So according to Rabbi Yashia, there's Bechlau no Issa of Achita the Soira. Kelaya Kerem is some reason Chita Seira Vechalson, we have to know where he got this from, that's Rashi's Kasha. But that's the Issa. Kelaya is Roim, there's no Issa of Kelaya is Roim, it's Chita Seira Vechalson. That's what one could say. So Taisa says no. Venira, I think, and I'm gonna bring rayas to this, but Venira, I think that the high the boy Rav Yashi Chita v'Soira Chalson I know Davka Lischai Mishim Klai HaKerem. For Klai HaKerem, you need all three. Aber miklai zroim mischai mishnei minim kemoi chita osoire afilu l'Rav Yashia. That's what I think. Now I want to prove it. V'teida. Now how can I prove it? Midekoma hoksiv sodcho limutei klai zroim shebechutz loretz. Now, if you'll tell me, like we mentioned, the Rishash Tashma mentions this one. If you'll tell me that Rabbi Yashia does not hold of Klai Zroim, there's not of Klai Zroim. This pasuk Sod Chalitz Yisra Kilayim, speaking about Akovas Ilonis. If you'll tell me that, Midekom Oksiv Sod Chalim Mutei Klai Zroim Shebechutz Loras, but we have a Sod Chal over here, we have a Miyat over here. V'lefer Rav Yashi Klai Zroim Loma li sotcha de mashal minute chutz loretz afilu v'eretz Yisrael nami ein eloike. There's no issa b'chlal of Klai Zroim. So what is this miyat speaking about? So Kan Shoyel Aben, what's your problem? It's speaking about Klai HaKerem. The previous Taisvah said that this miyat is going on Klai HaKerem. That's what Taisus said a minute. We just learned the Taisus before. It's not going on Klai Zroim. Because Klai Zroim, I know Misvore that it's not Noig Bechutz Loretz. Because it's Chavis HaOretz. Now all of a sudden Taisus is saying that he has the hold of the Isser of Klais Roim, because he doesn't know the Lisa of Klais Roim, so how can you have a Miyot on Chutzlorim? So this Kasha, the Marsha, the Marshal, and the Rishash ask, but just let's go a little further. Elo Mashme, the Beklais Roim Loi Poli. It's mashma that he holds there's an issa of Klai Zroim also. I think the Marshal says, I mean, we have to know ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi. That means the pashtei dekro is zicher speaking about Klai Zroim. No, pshat is, I don't need a miyot of Klai Zroim, so I'm einai inye le Klai Zroim to know you le Klai Akeren. But you can't, the pastor the cross speaking about that Klai Zroim is not knowing b'chutz lo'etz. No, I'm einai inye, I'm out b'Klai Akeren. But the pastor the cross also has to shtim. So it seems he's zicha hold. And obviously he doesn't know the Klai Zroim, so no, of a kovas ilonis, so that is no sotcha, that's like a lim chutzlo. I think that's more or less the way the Mashal and the Rishash want to say pshat. So that's what Taisvus is saying. If there's such a miyot al kolchoch, there is an iser of klai yisroim, and it's nismayit and chutzlo. V'chein muchach, Birishalmi. Not this is said, that was my husband from Asugya. Chemucher Birishalmi, the Kama Hosom, Al Daite de Rabbi Yashir, Nema Sotcho Leis Izra Klai, Frekti Yerishalmi, Leise Dover Nema Kalmucho Leis Izra Klai. It says Sotcho Leis Izra Klai. So why do you need Kalmucho Leis Izra Klai? Klai, what's on the Yerishalmi Skashim? Beloy chalze mechayim mishim kloyim bechite soirem. She shall me yes this kasha. Why do, according to Rabbi Yashi, need chite soirem vechalze? So typically at chite soirem. It says, tot choleis izra kelayim, which means chite soirem. So why do you need kama choleis izra the nisa kloyim leis izra kelayim? That's your shalmi's kasha. Is chavraya omrin lahasot. So the answer, the nafkamina will be for Malkus. Shem hisra by mishum sotcha mishum kalmecha. If he's going to plant from apoilus yad, chita soire vechalzen, like ishtayim, so get twice Malkus. Kloima, ki ike kerem bahade kloim, like ishtayim. Vim ise, now again Taisus is going to reiterate that the Rabbi Yashe less like Klai Zroi. If he doesn't hold up Klai Zroi, my boy le Rabbi Yashe leise dover neme kamacho. Veine loike klala sotra kimal Klai Kerem. So what's the kasha? El shma min ofen di Yishalmi, we also see this. Is le shape Klai Zroi beloi Klai Kerem. Period. So that was the first hanoche that there is, according to Rabbi Yashe, even though Al Mishkal Rishon, it would seem that he doesn't hold of Klai Zroim, and that's why Klai Akerem, and the whole list is Klai Akerem, that's only Mishkal Rishon, but it's not true, and the Yishalmi see Klo like that, that he also holds of Klai Zroim also. So now Taisus is going to bring back Rashi's Kasha, Vim Taima, Amayloi boy Rabbi Yashe beklai Zroim elo shnei minim, or beklai Akerem boy shloish minim. So why? Now how does he know when it comes to Klai Zroim, two minim are enough? You don't need a mixture of three. When it comes to Klai Akerem, you need a mixture of three. Now how did he figure this out? Bishloim et amashmalei dekro hochi koma. Kalmecho loy sizra kilayim. Kloimer. I think it would be better be'inyin. Be'inyin she'yiu klayim koidim she'yavoyu be'kerem. That means, kalmecho, you are making a kerem, you're being zoireya a kerem, loisizra, you should not be zoireya this kerem with klayim. With klayim. So me'mele, so So we're talking about three minim. Kalmecha, that's chartzen. Loisizra, you should not plant. Kilayim with klayim. So that's, so one and two is three. So therefore, that's pashtei dekor. There is a concept of kilayz royim, and the pasuk is telling us, kalmecha loisizra kilayim. With klayim. Beinyin, I think. Beinyin sheyu klayim, koinim sheyavayu bekerem. Before coming in contact with the kerem, it's klayim already. Aval gabe sotcha, but with the pasuk of sotcha leisizra kilayim. Klayz royim, kigoyin chita soire, kluyim, aval gabe sotcha, klayz royim, kigoyin chita soire, kluyim, klayim, rishayim, shizayram bekalke. The gufa kalke kori sode. Sode, does that mean a third mean? Sode means in a sode, you shouldn't plant klayim. So klayim is two meaning. So klayz royim is two meaning. But the klaya kerem is three meaning. What the zriyas a kerem should not be with klayim. Venire the aloche kerab yashi. Now Tais is going to say how we pass on aloche. Ta'afogav da'ashkechen kama mishnayis deloike bosei. There's a lot of mishnayis that seems that there's an issa of klaya kerem, and filu the kerem was previously planted, it wasn't by my poilus yet. Okay, now mother not its knock of the kerem, a person brought a not its knock of the kerem, there was a kerem going already, they brought a not its knock of, Ramesachich Gavne al Gabitur, Mikom Mokim, Kaimelon Kibose. The good, there's a lot of Mishnahs, I like him, because I'm a peg Mishamei, so you know, Galma Kitlosa Sabi, the Oilam is Laloche, we pass them like three Zakainim, Kirabiashi, Beklaim, Chabiloi. So therefore, we pass on Rabbi Yashi, Mutter, Lizroya, Tachas, HaKerem. Number one, because if the Kerem was planted already, Gamutter, Lizroya, Klai, Yisroim, Bechutzlot. Aloha number two. Alav Milsehi, I, Rabbi Yosef himself alone was Mischaret, a Kvartil Sabaya, period. Venire, a new Aloha, Larav Shmuel, Meivre, the time Lizoya Shlad Izroya Zroim, Samach Lashloisha Tvachim me Ikra Shal Ilam, the Nire Kemarki Vzroim Besoycha Ilam. Seems this is a new Isser, Zroim Betoycha Ilam. Isser HaKobes. Let us go further. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Ha'oisa Mitzvah Achas Meitivin Loi. Person does one mitzvah, meitivin lo, it'll be good for him. Ma'arichin lo yomo, v'nizaychet ha'riches yomim, v'noichel ha'sa'oretz, izaychet ha'ilom habo. Amech kum tzikim lo ilom yirshu oretz, who's going on ilom habo. V'chol she'enoi oise mitzvah achatz, ein meitivin lo, Ein marichin lo yomov, ein ein neichel es haoretz. And this is, the mission is very unclear. And let's hope it'll get clearer when in the Gemara. Ois mitzvah achas meforish p'gemara. Meitivin loy, mash me bahay alma. This world will be good for him. Ben neichel es haoretz, chay oylam abo. Veraminu. So al kaponim, our Mishnah did not at all differentiate certain mitzvahs. Kol ha'oise mitzvah achas meitivin loy. V'noichel ha'oretz. So in other words, that means akerem kayem es loy lo'ilam habo. He is oilam habo, and he has peiros on this world. That's a meitivin loy, v'noichel ha'oretz, both. V'reminu s'rigmosas al eshu akash, we learned eilu dvorim, שאדם אייכל פיירסם בוילם אז בקרן קיימ מסלוי לוילם הבו אילו הן כי בדובן גמילוס חסודים בחנוס סויכם בבוי שם בנודם לחבי ראי וסלמה תוירו כנגד כולם. It's not by all mitzvahs. These are מיוחדי כמצוות עד יזויכה to this double schar אילם הבן קרן and פיירס. So what's פשעת נו המשנה?
What does Rashi say? Eilu dvorim an yudoichu peiris vakeren kayemes. Aber mitzvah achiti loi. Vanan, in our Mishnah it says, mitzvah achas, mitivin loi, venoichu lesa oretz. So the Gemara wanted to say, Omar Rabbi Yehuda hochi kama. Kol ha'oise mitzvah achas yiseire al zechu yosef. That means he was 50-50. 50 averes, 50 mitzvahs, and he did one more. Now it's roiv zochiyis. Mitivin loi. So then a person with roiv zochiyis, you say, lube kikuloi. So then he is everything. Mitivin loi. So you give him, it's toiv on this world. V'doime kemishe kaim kol ha'tere kula. It's just like he was Mekayim Kol HaTayre Kul. And the Ma'ashod Achzimah brings down that the second half of the Mishnah is V'chol She'enei Oysa Mitzvah Achaz. That means he is Roiv Averis. That means he could have made it half and half, you see. And he didn't do that Mitzvah. It's less than half and half. So it's roiv averes, ein metivin loy, ein, it doesn't have oilam haba, ein marichin loy, ein ein eichel esos, it doesn't have oilam haba. So he has roiv averes, he doesn't have oilam haba, he has roiv mitzvahs, he has oilam haba, and oilam hazen. And so our Mishnah is, with the our Mishnah that gives a cheshivas of any mitzvah, we're speaking about a person who is, either he had already machza bainis, machza mitzvahs, and this is machia, this is roiv mitzvahs, or he had roiv averis and he didn't do that mitzvah. So that's pshatna mitzvah. In the Mishnah, in Eilu Dvorim Shadam Oichel Peresayim Ba'ilam Hazeh, speaking about vakelt. We don't need that. That this is machia l'roiv mitzvahs. It's been made as roiv averes, and he did one mitzvah of kibud al ve'eim, a gemilas chasodim. It says oilam habe, oilam hazeh. That's pshat. So the Gemara says, mechlal dahanach afila b'chode nami. That can't be. Doesn't make any sense. That means he has roiv averes and he was mechkaim kibudov ve'im, so he gets oilam haba. Can't be. Let's see what Rashi says. Bechlal dani afilu chodo nami v'afilu loikayim sham mitzvahs b'tmiyeh v'aru ba'avoynes. So how can you say, because he was mechkaim kibudov ve'im, so he has oilam haba and oilam hazeh? That can't be. Omar Rav Shmaya Loima Shim Hoiso Shkula Machas. No. It's like this. If a person, by all other mitzvahs, in order for him to have Oilam Habe, Oilam Haze, you need Roiv. Need Roiv, Rubai Kekuloi. So that's, then he has Oilam Habe, Oilam Haze. But if it's machza or machze, we'll see in places he's a beinani, but he's not a tzaddik. Masha'enkein by these mitzvahs, if the machza or machze comes about to a mitzvah of kibudoveim or gmilus chasodim, so then it's considered like roiv. He says a machza or machza, and one of these mitzvahs is kibudoveim or gmilus chasodim. So it's machia, that's equivalent to loiv. Let us see what Rashi says. Loima shim hoiso shkula macha. Ho diktoni eilu dvorim b'machza voines o machza zochies kom. V'yesh b'machza zochies achas me'eilu. One of the zochies is achas me'eilu macha says hakav. So this is machia, the scale. Kilo have ruv zochis. This is equivalent to roiv zochis. Vein itzarich lo mitzvah yisere. We don't need a mitzvah yisere. This is equivalent to roiv. Chilas bochad mahani. Tzorech la mitzvah yisayit. And you need a mitzvah yisayit. Let us see Taisvis. Zep Taisvis. Shim hoysa shkula machas. So that's pshat. Ve'im chayma. Ve'lav hochinam yamrinim ve'meseches reish shone. The Rav Chesed Mate Klapi Chesed Kshen Shkulim. If a person is Machzal Machzal, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Machia Klapi Chesed. So why do you need Davke this? Yishloime the Bishar Mitzvahs Kshamayisav Shkulim Avi Kibbeinini. He doesn't have a din of a tzaddik. Avo Bahani Choshiv Tzaddik Gomo. Now let's just say the Gemara's Kashin, and then we'll stop with the Kashin. Fragt die Gemorre Beraminu. So now everything is taken care of. The Mishnah means if a person is Roiv Mitzvahs, he is Oilam Hase, Oilam Habe, Gewaltig. Rubai Kekulai. Beraminu, Aleshi Wakashi, we learnt in Abaraise, Apachad Neure. Kol Shezuchuyaisov Merubi Meabinaisov. A person is more Mitzvahs than Averis. Really, so he has a terrible time on this world. V'doyme, you look at him. K'misha sorav kolatayra kulav loyshayim emena afilo oisachas. You look at him. The tzoras he'll have on this world is like he was over kolatayra kulav. And what is pshat? So pshat is that we pay up all his averis and his reiv zochias. So we want, he is a miyat avayim, so in this world we take care of the avayim. The payment of avayim on this world is a discount, there's a miyadik discount on this world, but he suffers on this world, in the neilam habe, he has a miyadik eilam habe, a pure eilam habe. V'chol shavay noisav merubin mizchu yoisav. What if a person has more avedis than a miyadzochis? So then it's punktakert. We don't want to give him oilam habe. He has more avedis than a miyad mitzvahs. We'll pay him up the mitzvahs on this world, metivin loy. And he has such a utopia on this world, v'doy mekemishe kiyim kol ha-teirekul. It looks like this person is a tzaddik yisoy doylam. Look, he is such a beautiful... V'loy chiser ois achas mimeno. And this is, you think this is a good frame, achman and it's long. This is mishalom l'soyna v'alpon v'lavida. We're going to pay you up on this world. V'yana v'alti, you have nothing what to do with you. So memele... And that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you just told me that if you have Roiv, the Mishnah is speaking about, he has Roiv mitzvahs, so he has this world, he has, yeah, no, well, it's good, it's everything, Metivin loy, Geshlechelik Boret, and here the Baraisa says, nothing doing. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Meriyin loy, Ba'olam Hazeh, that he shouldn't have any chelik in the Olam HaBa.